All right, so let's dive into this whole AI thing.
AI.
AI.
Yeah.
It seems like that's all anybody's talking about these days.
It's and really having a moment.
It is. It really is. But everyone's kind of throwing around these buzzwords like,
Yeah.
AI is the new electricity, or
The new internet.
AI is the new internet. We're going to have these, robots taking our jobs and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
But for people like our listeners who are,
Yeah.
sales and marketing executives, what does it actually
Yeah.
mean? What does it actually mean for them?
What are the actual implications?
Yeah. And we've got these two great articles here. One from Pierre Aliassef and
Yeah.
another one from Garrett Snipp. And I think what we're going to find is that
Yeah.
it's not so much like this scary,
Right.
Terminator type scenario.
Yeah.
It's more about how do
Yeah.
we actually
How do we actually use this?
use this to our advantage
Yeah.
as sales and marketing professionals?
I think that's definitely the right way to think about it.
Yeah.
I think
Where do you want to start with this?
it's a really fascinating time to be talking about this because it really does feel like
Yeah.
we are in this moment of, when the internet first became a thing,
Yeah.
everyone was kind of scrambling to figure out,
Exactly.
okay, how do I get a website?
Right.
How do we do e-commerce? What does this all mean? And it really feels like AI is on that same level where
Oh, it's just a tool.
it's not just a tool,
Yeah.
it is a fundamental shift in
Yeah.
how business operates.
I'm hearing that a lot, that it's not,
Yeah.
it's not just the new internet. It's
Oh.
like the new electricity.
Yeah.
It's that
That's really foundational.
foundational
Right.
level.
Yeah.
But I still think a lot of people are struggling to kind of wrap their heads around
Yeah.
what does that actually mean?
Right.
If I'm leading a sales team,
What does it mean?
what does that mean for me?
Yeah.
Or if I'm trying to launch a new marketing campaign,
Yeah.
what does that actually look like?
Alyssa has this really interesting point
Yeah.
about how AI is going to change the structure of companies. And the way he talks about it is that traditionally, businesses are structured around minimizing these transaction costs.
Yeah.
So it's all about investors giving money to managers
Right.
and everybody kind of working within their silos
Okay.
and minimizing the cost of all of those transactions. And
Yeah.
what AI is doing is
Yeah.
it's not just reducing those costs, it's fundamentally changing,
Oh, wow.
yeah,
Okay.
the capabilities and how we think about organizations
So
altogether.
it's not just an efficiency thing,
It's not just
but it's
about
like a whole different
generating.
way
It's
of
about,
thinking about things.
yeah, it's about how we structure,
Yeah.
organize, and think about.
All right, break that down for me a little bit.
Yeah.
What does that actually look like?
One of the things that he talks about is how there's going to be this increased transparency
Okay.
between investors and managers
Okay.
because AI can analyze all of this data
Yeah.
from market trends to customer behavior,
Right.
and it gives investors a much clearer picture
Yep.
of what's happening
Yeah.
inside a company.
So like that wall.
So suddenly that wall between
Yeah.
investor and manager
Yeah.
becomes a lot more transparent,
Yeah.
and managers need to be much more accountable
Okay.
and data-driven in
Yeah.
their decisions.
So it's not just about me as a sales manager
Yeah.
using AI to,
Right.
automate a few tasks.
Yeah.
It's about
It's a fundamental shift.
a fundamental shift in how decisions are made.
Yeah, how decisions are made, how
Yeah.
resources are allocated,
Yeah.
potentially even how teams are structured.
How teams are structured.
Yeah. So it's really,
So this is like big picture stuff.
it is.
Yeah.
And this is going to have ripple effects
Okay.
across every single department,
All right. So
including sales and marketing.
let's bring it back down
Yeah.
to sales and marketing.
Yeah.
So how does this actually play out?
Well, so one way to think about this
Yeah.
is to look at the impact of AI on cost structures.
Okay.
And Alyssa breaks this down into four key areas.
Okay.
So there's bargaining and contracting costs.
Okay.
There's monitoring and enforcement costs. There's coordination costs.
Okay.
And then there's information costs.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not just about cutting costs. It's about rethinking
It's about rethinking,
how we approach each of these areas.
yeah, how we approach each of these areas.
Okay.
So for example,
Okay.
take bargaining and contracting costs. AI can analyze contracts. It can identify potential risks.
Yeah.
It can suggest more favorable terms.
Okay.
This could potentially save companies
Yeah.
millions in legal fees.
Wow.
And it could potentially give
Right.
smaller businesses a way to negotiate
Yeah.
more effectively with larger ones.
That's a good point. So that levels the playing field a little bit.
It does. Yeah. And then when we think about monitoring and enforcement,
okay,
AI can track the performance of outsourced teams.
Mm-hmm.
It can ensure compliance with regulations.
Okay.
It can identify potential fraud.
So that makes
outsourcing. So this makes outsourcing much more attractive.
More attractive.
Because you have this much higher level of oversight and control.
So it's not just about saving money on labor.
Yeah.
It's about having the confidence.
It's about having the confidence.
That things are actually getting done.
That things are being done right.
Right.
Even when you're not directly managing them.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the next one?
Coordination.
Coordination.
So AI can help manage complex projects,
mm-hmm.
track progress in real time.
Okay.
Even anticipate potential roadblocks.
So we're talking about things like, you know,
this
AI handling contracts.
Yeah.
AI monitoring outsourcing.
Streamline workflows.
AI streamline.
Improve collaboration across teams.
Projects.
Yeah.
This is starting to sound a little bit less like science fiction and more like a set of tools.
It's becoming more practical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you said information. And then
information costs.
Information costs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So think about how much time and money is spent on market research.
Right.
Customer analysis.
Trying to figure out working.
What's working, what's not.
What's not.
AI can sift through all of this data in seconds and uncover insights.
Right.
That would have taken a team of analysts weeks or months.
Faster insights.
Faster insights.
Which means faster decisions.
Faster decisions.
Which means you get an advantage.
Which gives you an advantage.
In a fast-paced market.
In the market.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it also kind of sounds like if you don't get on board with this, you can get left behind.
There will be winners and losers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And what Elisiev argues is that the development of core AI technologies,
mm-hmm.
things like those large language models, is going to be concentrated in a few very big companies. Yeah. They have the resources and the data to really dominate that space.
So they're going to become like the new tech giants.
In a way, yes. Yeah. They're going to become the new gatekeepers of AI.
Gatekeepers of AI.
Okay.
But now that doesn't mean that smaller companies are doomed.
Okay.
Because for most businesses,
AI is going to be about applying these technologies to improve their efficiency, to get more done.
To do more.
With fewer resources.
With less.
And in that regard,
okay.
smaller companies might actually have an advantage.
How so?
Because they're often more agile.
Okay.
More adaptable to new technologies.
They don't have all that.
They don't have the legacy systems, the bureaucratic hurdle.
The bureaucracy.
That can really slow
larger
organizations down.
They can be a little bit more nimble.
They can be more nimble.
Yeah.
They can implement AI solutions.
Implement things faster.
And more quickly.
Yeah.
They can experiment with new approaches without having to go through layers of approval.
Okay.
So it's not about size.
So it's not about size.
It's about strategy.
It's about strategy.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
So the question becomes, how can you, as a sales and marketing executive, leverage AI to enhance your existing strengths and create new opportunities?
That's a good question.
That's the real question here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the question.
Yeah. And this is where I think Garrett Snipp's article really it comes as the power of back to basics marketing.
Okay. So I'll admit, when I first saw that title, I was like, back to basics.
Right.
I thought we were talking about AI.
Yeah.
Like, isn't this all about the future and all this, like, you know,
futuristic technology,
crazy new stuff?
Yeah.
But I'm starting to see
there's a real connection there.
The connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant insight, I think. Because what he's saying is that
AI
isn't about abandoning the fundamentals of good business.
So we're still talking about, like,
it's about using AI to do those things better.
Knowing your customer.
Knowing your customer.
Executing coordinated campaigns.
Executing coordinated campaigns.
Using data to drive improvement.
Using data to drive improvement.
Pricing for profit.
Pricing for profit.
Like, all that stuff still applies.
It all still applies. Yeah. And in fact, AI can supercharge every single one of them.
Right. So give me an example then.
Yeah. So let's take knowing your customer.
Okay.
With AI,
mm-hmm.
you can move beyond basic demographics.
Okay.
You can create
yeah.
incredibly detailed customer profiles.
Oh, wow.
AI can analyze their online behavior,
okay.
their purchase history,
their purchase history,
their social media interactions,
okay.
all of these data points
yeah.
to paint a much richer picture
okay.
of who your customers are
yeah.
and what they want.
So it's like having a direct line into
yeah,
their brains.
Yeah, a direct line into yeah. their minds.
Yeah, you can understand their motivation.
Understanding their motivation.
Your pain points.
Their pain points, their aspirations.
Their aspirations. That's incredibly powerful.
It is incredibly powerful.
For sales and marketing.
Yeah.
And then you can use that.
And it allows you to
personalize
your marketing efforts okay. in a way that wasn't possible before.
Oh, wow.
So imagine tailoring your messaging,
yeah.
your offers.
Your offers?
Even your product recommendations.
Oh, wow.
Based on each individual customer's preferences
yeah.
and needs,
that,
that level of personalization.
Move the needle.
Yeah.
In terms of engagement.
That can really.
Move the needle in terms of engagement and conversion rates.
And you're not doing.
And it means no more. The generic.
Generic email blasts.
Email blasts.
Yeah.
One size fits all.
One size fits all.
Campaigns.
Marketing campaigns.
Yeah.
Right?
This is like.
It's really about Google stuff.
It's about tailoring the experience.
Yeah.
To each individual customer.
And it's not just about.
And then you can also use this, I imagine, to like
yeah.
segment.
You can segment your audience yeah. into highly specific groups.
So instead of just like.
So instead of casting a wide net?
Casting a wide net.
You can really target.
You can really target yeah. those people who are most likely to be interested.
Much more effectively.
Yeah. yeah. So you can target your campaigns
yeah.
with much more precision.
Higher ROI.
Higher ROI.
On your marketing spend?
On your marketing spend.
Yeah.
More efficient use of your resources.
Okay.
And it all goes back to that core principle.
So all this is like.
Yeah.
We're still talking about.
Of knowing your customer.
Knowing your customer. Yeah. But it's like AI.
Yeah.
Amplifies that.
AI just amplifies it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about, so Snip also talks about the importance of data-driven improvement.
Yes.
You know, actually using data.
Yeah.
To analyze.
What you're doing.
You analyze what you're doing.
To see what's working, what's not.
Yeah. To see what's.
And then make adjustments.
And make adjustments accordingly.
How does AI fit into that?
So I think with traditional data analysis,
yeah.
you're often looking at static reports,
right?
historical data.
Yeah.
What AI can do
okay.
is provide real-time insights.
Wait,
so it can track campaign performance.
Oh, wow.
As it's happening.
So you're not just waiting.
And it can alert you to potential issues.
Till the end.
Or well, opportunities.
Of a campaign.
Yeah.
To see what happened.
So you're not just reacting.
You can actually make adjustments.
You can make adjustments.
It's on the fly.
On the fly.
Wow.
Optimize your campaigns in real time.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
Okay.
And AI can also help you spot emerging trends.
Oh, wow.
Identify new markets.
Identify new markets.
Anticipate shifts in customer behavior
okay.
before they become obvious.
That's like having a crystal ball that actually works.
It's like
yeah.
having a crystal ball
yeah.
that actually works.
Yeah. So you can kind of stay ahead of
the
curve.
Yeah.
Which is
really valuable.
Incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
In today's rapidly changing market.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about pricing?
Pricing.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's another area
where
AI can be really helpful.
The importance of pricing for profit.
Yeah. AI can analyze market data.
Yeah.
Competitor pricing.
Competitor pricing.
Even customer behavior.
Okay.
To help you optimize your pricing strategy.
You can find that sweet spot.
So you can find that.
Where you're maximizing profit.
Where you're maximizing profit.
But you're not.
Without alienating your customers.
Alienating your customers.
Yeah.
Which is like a.
It's a delicate balance.
It's a delicate balance.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But AI can take a lot of.
To figure that out.
Yeah.
So AI can help you.
The guesswork out of that process.
Oh,
yeah.
That.
Yeah. AI can help you personalize pricing.
Okay.
Based on individual customer preferences.
Wow.
You can offer dynamic pricing.
Dynamic pricing.
That adjusts okay. to market conditions.
Wow.
It can even identify opportunities.
Okay.
For upselling and cross-selling.
Okay. So what we've talked about, you know,
yeah.
knowing your customer.
Mm-hmm.
Using data
mm-hmm.
to improve.
Right.
Optimizing your pricing.
Optimizing pricing.
What about this idea of coordinated yeah. campaigns?
Coordinated campaigns.
You know, because Snip also emphasizes the importance of
right.
consistent branding.
Yeah.
You know, targeted messaging.
Targeted messaging.
A unified approach.
A unified approach.
Across all your channels. How does AI help with that?
AI can help you create a truly seamless
okay.
customer experience across all touch points.
Okay.
So imagine personalized email marketing that speaks directly to each individual's needs.
Yeah.
Dynamic website content.
Dynamic website content.
That adapts
oh, wow.
to their browsing history.
Oh.
Social media ads that are tailored.
So you're creating like a unified
to their experience. AI can orchestrate all of this.
Across all these different channels.
Yeah. And ensure that your messaging
yeah.
is consistent and relevant.
That's really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At every stage of the customer journey.
You're creating that.
It's about creating that.
Wow factor.
Wow factor. You, that feeling of being understood.
Where people feel like you actually
and valued. Care. And that's what builds brand loyalty.
Yeah.
And drives repeat business.
And that's how you build those long-term
yeah.
relationships.
Yeah. It's about moving beyond transactional relationships.
Yeah.
And building genuine connections.
Yeah.
With your customers.
And this is where AI kind of comes full circle.
Right.
Where it's not about
yeah.
replacing.
It's not about replacing.
Human creativity.
Human creativity.
And strategic thinking.
Or strategic thinking.
It's about using it to.
But it's about using AI to enhance
it.
Those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. To free up your time.
And your skills.
And your mental energy.
Yeah.
So you can focus
okay,
on.
So you can focus on the stuff.
The things that really matter.
That really matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like building relationships.
Yeah. Building relationships.
Creating value.
Creating value.
Delivering those exceptional.
Delivering exceptional customer experiences.
It's about working smarter.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Not harder.
And using AI to achieve the goals.
Achieve the goals.
That have always been important
yeah.
for sales and marketing professionals.
Yeah, for sales and marketing.
Absolutely.
So I think this is a good place to
yeah, I think so too.
Kind of wrap up
yeah.
this part of our conversation.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and we'll,
yeah.
and we'll pick it up.
Pick it up.
From there.
From there.
Yeah. It feels like we've gone on a bit of a journey here.
Yeah.
You know, we started out talking about AI as this kind of big abstract thing.
Right.
And now we're actually starting to see, you know, how it can be
abstract.
Applied to very specific
yeah.
challenges in sales and marketing.
I think that's really important.
Yeah.
You know, for people to kind of get past that
yeah.
initial, like, fear or you know, like, oh, this is all
yeah.
just a bunch of hype.
Right.
And actually start to see, okay, how can I
yeah. what are the practical implications?
Use this
yeah.
in my day to day.
And I think that's really
yeah.
what we're trying to do here is like
yeah.
make it real for people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean then for our listeners out there?
What does it mean for
Bruno, the sales and marketing executives?
The sales and marketing executives out there.
We're trying to make sense of this
oh.
and figure out trying to make sense of all of this.
What their next move should be.
And figure out what their next move should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you tell them?
I think the first thing is to acknowledge
yeah.
that this can feel
yeah.
overwhelming.
It can.
There's so much hype.
Yeah.
There are so many new technologies emerging every day.
Every day.
Yeah. It's tempting to either,
yeah.
you know, just bury your head in the sand and say, like, I'm not going to deal with this.
I'm just going to wait for
yeah.
this to go away.
Or to just kind of chase after
right.
every shiny new AI gadget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But neither of those approaches, I think,
yeah.
is going to be effective.
So where do you even begin then?
So where do you begin?
Yeah.
I think you start by taking a step back.
Okay.
And looking at your business
yeah.
with fresh eyes.
Okay.
What are your biggest challenges?
Okay.
Where are your greatest opportunities?
Right.
And don't think about AI as like a solution.
Yeah.
Looking for a problem.
Yeah.
Think about the problems you need to solve.
Right.
And how AI can help you
okay.
solve them better.
So it's not about just adopting AI.
Right. It's not about adopting AI.
To be cool.
For the sake of it.
Yeah. Or because it's the trendy thing to do.
Yeah. It's about being strategic.
It's about.
And yeah. focusing on the area.
Solving real business problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where AI can create the most value.
Yeah. And that's going to be different.
And that's going to be.
Every business?
Different for every business.
Right.
For some businesses, it might be about
yeah.
automating
tasks.
Repetitive tasks. To free up their team's time.
Yeah, free up time.
For more.
To focus on more.
For strategic work.
Strategic
yeah.
stuff.
For others, it might be about using AI to analyze
yeah.
customer data
right.
and personalize their marketing efforts.
Right.
So
it's about understanding your business.
It's about understanding the unique strengths and challenges of your business.
AI can actually make a difference.
And then figuring out how AI can help you
yeah.
amplify those strengths
wow.
and overcome those challenges.
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Because there's no one size fits all.
Yeah, because the AI landscape is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
So there's no single
yeah.
right way
to do things.
To do things.
It's more about trial and error.
Try different approaches.
Yeah, see what works.
See what works and be
yeah,
willing
be ready to adapt
as the technology evolves.
Okay, so it sounds like
yeah.
being agile is really important.
Agility is going to be crucial.
Being able to
to the changing landscape.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's also important to invest in your team's
yeah.
skills and knowledge.
Yeah, because AI is not going to replace.
Because AI isn't going to replace human jobs entirely.
Right.
But it will change.
It will change what those jobs look like.
Of those jobs.
Yeah.
So your team is going to need to be comfortable working with AI tools.
Working with AI tools.
Interpreting data.
Making decisions.
Based on AI-powered
insights.
AI insights.
Yeah.
So upskilling. Reskilling is going to be.
They're are going to be essential.
Really important.
For any company that wants to stay ahead of the curve.
And it's not just about technical skills. Right.
It's also about developing those
yeah.
uniquely human qualities.
The things that
AI can't replicate.
AI can't do.
Yeah.
Like creativity.
Creativity.
Critical thinking. Emotional intelligence.
All of those things.
Those are the skills
that are really going to.
That will set your team apart.
Set you apart.
In a world yeah. where machines.
Oh, because machines can do the routine stuff.
The routine tasks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about it this way. Imagine a world.
Okay.
Where AI handles all of the data analysis,
all of the
tedious reporting.
Yeah, all the boring stuff.
All of the routine tasks that currently bog down your team.
Yeah.
What would your team do?
What could they do?
With all of that extra time?
With that and mental energy.
Free time and mental energy. Mm-hmm. They could focus on strategy. Strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could focus on
Building relationships. Coming up with creative solutions
to complex problems.
They can become
thought leaders. Yeah.
In their field.
Yeah. That's a pretty powerful vision.
Yeah. And it's a vision.
And it's not like
that's within reach.
Pie in the sky either.
It's not pie in the sky. It's a vision that's within reach. If you embrace AI.
Embrace it.
And use it wisely. Yeah.
It's about
empowering your team.
Empowering your team.
Yeah, to do their best work.
Yeah.
To be more creative.
More creative.
More strategic.
More strategic.
More human.
More human.
Yeah.
And that's what ultimately drives.
And that's what ultimately business success.
Business success.
Yeah.
It's not about the machine.
New AI-powered world.
It's about the people.
It's not about the machines.
Yeah.
It's about the people.
I like that.
Yeah. It really is all about the people.
Yeah. Yeah. So where does that leave us then?
What's
the key takeaway?
The key takeaway here is that
for our listeners today,
this AI revolution is happening.
Yeah.
It's happening whether you're ready for it or not.
It's coming.
But rather than fearing it,
yeah.
embrace it.
Yeah.
See it as an opportunity.
An opportunity to
transform your business, to empower your team,
yeah.
and to create a future
yeah.
where humans and machines
yeah.
work together
to do great things.
Amazing things.
It's an exciting time.
It is an exciting time.
To be in sales and marketing.
Yeah.
And AI can really.
And with the right mindset
yeah.
and the right approach.
Be a force for good.
AI can be an incredible force
yeah.
for good.
It's not about
replacing humans.
Replacing us.
It's about
augmenting
human
capabilities.
Yeah.
And creating a future.
A future where
everyone can thrive.
Everyone can thrive.
Yeah.
That's a great note to end on.
It is.
Thank you for
having me.
Joining us on this deep dive.
It was a pleasure.
Into AI being here.
And its impact on sales and marketing.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
for our listeners, be sure to check out G2M Insights.
Yeah.
For more information on this and
for more in-depth analysis.
Other topics as well.
And practical guidance.
Until next time.
Until next time.